This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, as well as across the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out to our active duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS firefighters and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. And to everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch tonight, regardless of what you're doing, how you're doing it, why you're doing it, thanks for keeping America moving along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also over on MeWe, the Captain's America Third Watch. We're also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website by going to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. When Parler comes back, we'll be back over there live and in living color, but right now they're still not online. All right, joining us right now from FoundersCode.com, we have Denise Simon. Good morning again.
Morning.
Now, obviously, President Donald Trump departed the White House yesterday morning about 8:17 a.m., and he landed in Palm Beach, and people, I heard the news, first of all, say, well, there was no one around to greet the president and no one around to send the president off. Gee, tell that to the several thousand people lined up on Southern Boulevard south of Palm Beach International Airport all the way to the gates of Mira Largo, because one of the groups was Leo's group down there, Cubans for Trump and the Latinos for Trump, and they had several thousand of their people scattered all down through there. But no, the media wouldn't want to report on that, would they?
I saw the videos.
I did too, but nobody. But they said I heard CNN and NBC, because I was flipping back and forth trying to see what they were saying. I heard them say that there was just no one there.
Yeah, including Jim Acosta.
Yeah, liar, pants on fire. Okay, well, then the new president, and we'll call him number 46, number 46 got sworn in, and he stepped up to the microphone, and that's where we'll pick this up at. He gave an interesting speech. A lot of people are saying, yep, calling for unity was the thing to do, this, that, and the other. But how about leading by example, Mr. Number 46?
Well, here's the first question. Why did he take a different oath than Kamala Harris? There's the first question.
Yep.
You know, we heard fake news for a long time.
Yep.
And I don't want to be hyperbolic, and I don't want to be snotty, but I don't have a choice. Because I think the speech was a fake speech.
Mm-hmm. I don't doubt it.
Well, listen, you really have to listen to the words, because he says in here, a cry for racial justice some 400 years in the making moves us.
Mm-hmm.
A dream of social, a dream of justice for all will be deferred no longer.
Mm-hmm.
And now a rise in political extremism, white supremacy, domestic terrorism, something that we must confront, and we will defeat. And then he uses words like extremism, lawlessness, violence, disease, joblessness, and hopelessness. He says we can deliver racial justice, white supremacy, and domestic terrorism seen on the rise under his predecessor's watch. So we're going to hear this for quite some time.
Right.
His predecessor gave us all this. And then he denounced racism, nativism, fear, and demonization. Mm-hmm. Okay? Mm-hmm. So he's asking for unity, but he's already giving us all the clues. And he didn't write the speech. I don't know who wrote the speech, but he didn't write it.
Correct.
But his administration is out there, and they're already continuing to sell racial justice, political extremism, white supremacy. So I'm furious. I mean, I'm absolutely furious with this speech.
Well, that comes from the likes of Barack Obama, the shadow president. That comes from the likes of his ilk that are in there in his government. Because actually, when you take a look at the Joe Biden government, it's a bunch of retreads back from the Obama administration, underlings and former cabinet people.
This is critical race theory, ladies and gentlemen. If you don't know what critical race theory is, you better go learn it and learn it fast, because it came from Obama's old buddy at Harvard, and it's being taught in corporations, universities, public schools, in military.
Yep.
And that is that we have to apologize for our whiteness.
Yep.
This is going to continue. It's offensive and it's disgusting.
You're right.
And you know, Trump tried real hard to sound the clarion call on this. Now, we have this thing called the 1619 Project.
Yeah, he got rid of this.
Counter.
Yeah, he got rid of that 1776 thing there, too.
Just where I was going, because yep. I published it three days ago now.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Which was a commission that he had mobilized, and they came out with a beautiful document.
Yep.
That is history that you cannot deny. And published it on the website. I published it at founderscode.com. And immediately the New York Times called it poison.
Mm-hmm.
So, ladies and gentlemen, this is where we're going.
Yep. All right. Hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Denise Simon. By the way, we're going to talk about the fashion statement that was made yesterday. We'll call it that. We're also going to talk about the confirmed DNI secretary that's in there. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back with more. Kathy, it's your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly. Fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
This is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy, and in the days and times that we're living in, remember the USCCA, the United States Concealed Carry Association? Well, they're still around, and you can still find out about them. And if you're concerned about gun safety and gun regulations and having an attorney in your back pocket in case something happens to where you might need to have some legal action fast for whatever, guess what? I want you to think about joining the USCCA. It's very affordable. They have all kinds of different programs that you can get into. And you can find out more about them by going to my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, and click on the USCCA link that's right there. Because what do 400,000 responsibly armed Americans all have in common? Well, they all trust and believe the USCCA is their first line of defense in the aftermath of anything that happens that goes wrong with shooting. And by the way, not just a shooting where you have to defend yourself, but how about this stuff where they're coming to pick up guns from people because of their social media posts? You think I'm kidding? I'm not. I'm not. They're actually doing that right now in some areas. Okay. Be careful what you post. Back to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Before we move over to the DNI secretary, I want to mention something here, which is really strange. What did Kamala Harris, Hillary Clinton, and Michelle Obama all have in common at the inauguration yesterday? What they were wearing, maybe, the color?
Yeah, purple.
Yeah. Now, the significance of that is kind of unique, because what it symbolized, of course, was the red and the blue mixed together that creates purple, which also was a nod to bipartisanship and unity. But purple is also one of the official colors of the Suffragette National Women's Party, originally from 1913, per the organization. And with the first female vice president yesterday, Kamala Harris, maybe that's why they wore the purple? Maybe, you think?
The color
purple also represents SEIU, one of the most activist unions that we have out there.
Yep.
And it was SEIU that did a lot of the work for the Biden campaign when it came to ballot harvesting and that kind of thing. So I see it as saying a thank you in gratitude to the Democrat Party, to SEIU. That's how I see it.
All right. I got a question out of the chat room before we move on here. It's from Alan, Nebraska. By the way, Alan, Nebraska, I've asked him to start a Tea Party Americans group up there. And that's Tea Party Americans. Get some people involved in local politics, Al, and get them moving. Now's the time to do it. He says, won't another party split the Republican Party and give it all away to the Dems?
Yes.
Okay, that's your simple answer. We'll go with that. But we don't know what Trump's going to do, and there's a story that came out there, and again, we don't know who put that out there, that he would consider the Patriots Party if there was going to be a third party. He liked the name. Okay, now, we have a new confirmed DNI secretary, and there's a lot of doubt about that individual because of?
Avril Haines was confirmed. She will now be the new director of DNI. And I'm going to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, you better watch this one very closely, because we know that between DNI Ratcliffe and Trump and several others, that they were declassifying documents. And nobody's talked about the documents here declassified in the last couple of days. Having to do with all things Russiagate. Trump even said that there was quite a binder on his desk that had indexed documents having to deal with all things Russiagate that he ordered or approved to be declassified, and DNI Ratcliffe is doing so. And so was the Senate Judiciary Committee. Isn't it interesting that the first confirmation coming out of this Senate yesterday, that was completed actually last night, was the new DNI director, Avril Haines, who had served on Obama's National Security Council. And she's going to reclassify these documents.
Yeah.
That we can't have them.
Mm-hmm.
We're being played here, ladies and gentlemen. We're being played already.
Mm-hmm. Well,
and then Jen Psaki, you know, the new White House press person.
Oh, there's one.
Yeah, exactly. Who's got a manner about her that is just,
snarky.
Offensive.
Snarky.
Yeah, snarky is a good one. She came out and said that we're going to give you truth and transparency. No, they're not. No, they're not at all. Did you happen to see the license plate?
Yes, I did.
On the Beast?
46.
Yeah, but what else did it say?
I didn't catch the rest of it. I just saw the number.
Okay. Yeah. Well, it's taxation without representation, meaning Washington, D.C., they're pushing it to be the 51st state.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. Okay, well, again, that gives them two senators and two congressmen.
If it happens, well, yeah, they've got that woman. What's her name?
The only thing is I do believe
they don't have a senator.
They don't have the votes, the two-thirds that it takes to do that, I don't think.
It's in the Constitution. It cannot be.
All right, okay, all right. That's where we're going. All right, okay. I couldn't remember if that had part of it to do. But it just like something else, somebody said, well, they're going to change the Constitution. They're going to do this, they're going to do that. Not so fast. It's not that easy to get two-thirds of the Senate to do anything, let alone two-thirds of the House.
Well, I'm just telling you, ladies and gentlemen, you got one day's worth of reprieve yesterday so you could see all the pomp and circumstance of what goes on in Washington, D.C. But we're being played. And, you know, there was an agenda that's been created for quite some time after Biden won in November, and the agenda has already been put into place. It's just a matter of timing. All you have to do is look at the executive orders that he signed yesterday, too. Canceling construction of the border wall.
Yep.
Terminating the permits for the XL Keystone XL pipeline.
ANWR also. Mm-hmm.
So how many jobs is that?
A million. At least a million.
We're being played. So if you ever had the hair up on your arms, it better be now. And you're going to have to step up your game for the next several months, if not 4 years.
Well, again, as I said to everybody, we need to start at the local level because that's the first set of elections that comes in November and even earlier than that. In some cases, it starts at the local level. We start there, get your organization in place. Try to change in these blue states some of the election laws that we know need to be changed because the state legislatures did not change it. It was done at the executive level, which, by the way, should be addressed, which nobody's doing that. I mean, we've got things that have happened, and we're sitting here, and when we talk about it, it becomes an opinionated piece because they didn't do what they could have done and should have done when it came to challenging the constitutionality of these state laws.
Write it down.
Crazy.
Keep a little spiral notebook, ladies and gentlemen. Write some of this down, including the new protocols on the World Health Organization, including the new protocols on Paris Climate Agreement or the Paris whatever agreement it is.
Uh-huh.
So we're already in trouble. The signals are there, and I'm kind of sounding the alarm here. In fact, no, I'm not kind of sounding it. I am sounding it.
Okay, and where are we going? Where are we going? What do we do, Coach? Put me in, Coach. What do we do?
Well, you know, we don't have any friendlies now in Washington, D.C., so we're going to have to rely. I was laying in bed last night thinking about this, like, where are the friendlies? Well, who's going to help us? And I think the only place that we can necessarily find help now is with the state attorneys general, people like, you know, Ken Paxton out of Texas, who's leading the charge in a lot of these things, including big tech. So, yeah, that's the only place we can go.
All righty. Hang in there. We'll talk to you tomorrow, same time, same bat channel. I'm sure we'll be talking about some more exciting things as the power of the pen grows stronger. Have yourself a great day. All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com, coming right back. Don't go nowhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your...
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Just hours after his inauguration, President Joe Biden signed a number of executive orders, including a mask mandate on all federal property, an extension to the federal eviction freeze, a revocation of the approval for the Keystone XL pipeline, and orders rejoining the World Health Organization and the Paris Climate Accord. Biden said his actions were just a starting point.
We're going to rebuild our economy as well. And these are just all starting points. We're going to, in the process of rebuilding the economy, do what I said throughout the campaign and while running, rebuild the backbone of the country, middle class. And so there's going to be a lot of focus on that. I think some of the things we're going to be doing are bold and vital. There's no time to start like today.
This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, indeedy, it is. And this edition of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you, as always, by the National Aviation Academy. National Aviation Academy, with their two campuses to serve you. And don't forget that they can be found on the internet, naa.edu. And here's more about them right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has got two campuses to serve you. They have one in Concord, Massachusetts, up outside Boston. The other one is down here in my backyard, Clearwater, Florida. And, of course, they encourage people, as well do I, to take the tour of one of their facilities. Now, the way you do that is you give them a call. Their telephone number is 800-659-2080. That number again, 800-659-2080. Give them a call, ask to take the tour, and you'll have an opportunity to not only see the campus, but talk to some students, talk to some instructors, find out exactly what's involved, see what they do, how they do it. And let me tell you something. Once you become a certified aviation maintenance technician,
you're in the driver's seat for the rest of your life with your career. You can go anywhere in the world. I'm not exaggerating. You can go anywhere in the world as a certified aviation maintenance tech and have a job. Any place you want to go in the world. Think about that. All righty. Well, before we get started with some of the military news, did anybody notice that when the president not being present yesterday for the inauguration, that one of the things that traditionally happens didn't happen, and it's called the handoff of the nuclear football from one administration to the next administration? This was the first time the transition happened totally differently behind the scenes. You didn't even know what was going on. But the nuclear football, because President Trump was not there, instead of being done one president to the other, one attaché to another, if you will, was done totally different. Now, how it was done, I don't know exactly, but I do know that there was no outgoing commander-in-chief to do any of the handing off with it. Could it have been Vice President Pence that did it? Maybe. Don't know. We'll find out eventually someday. Now, the other thing before we get to our military news, some 2,000 National Guard soldiers that are in the Capitol have been deputized as special deputy U.S. Marshals to assist law enforcement units at the Capitol with arrest powers, civilian arrest powers as U.S. Marshals at any federal installations that are there, as well as anywhere within the district. So we'll see how that works out. Right now, in terms of the arrests, I haven't heard any significant numbers. As a matter of fact, I haven't heard but just a few numbers with people just in the dozens is the number I've been hearing, in the dozens that were arrested for doing something that got them in trouble. Now, President-elect, well, he's no longer president-elect, sorry. Number 46, Joe Biden's pick for defense secretary, used his appearance in front of the Senate Armed Services Committee to push back against concerns about civilian control of the military. Remember, he has to get special permission, which there's a vote coming in the Senate, to allow him to go up from the 7 years that you need to be out of the military before you can come back in any position in government to 5 years. They're trying to get the special dispensation. Hasn't been voted on yet, but they believe that'll go through for General Lloyd Austin. He got out in 2016. He was the former commander of CENTCOM. Now, the president also signed an executive order for the study of troops at the Black Goo Base. Remember you heard about that in Uzbekistan? After September 11th, they had the Black Goo Base that made a lot of veterans sick. They got cancer. A few of them have died from it. I don't think Joe Biden is going to change that one, because if he did, that would really create a big stink. But we'll see. We'll see. By the way, dozens named in the most comprehensive roster published today to who will be running the DOD are there now. Joe Biden has taken office, and those are the people that are staying. Did you hear about the Freedom-class littoral combat ship? Now, the U.S. Navy has halted deliveries of Lockheed Martin's Freedom-class littoral combat ship, citing a design flaw with the ship's transmission. Remember, we had trouble with one of those vessels, and it had to put into port to be repaired after they went out on their maiden voyage? Holy smokes. Well, we'll see what happens there. We'll see what happens there. Now, we keep talking about the troop levels down in Afghanistan, correct? How about this one? Did you know that there are 18,000 civilian security contractors in Afghanistan right now. Did you know that? The Pentagon employs more than 7 contractors for every service member in Afghanistan. That's coming from U.S. Central Command. Over 18,000 contractors in Afghanistan. So, yeah, we cut back on the troops, but our civilian operators are still there. And the U.S. Africa Command launched its first airstrike against the Al-Qaeda-aligned militants in Somalia since announcing days ago that it completed its withdrawal of ground troops from the community. They killed one of the Al-Qaeda leaders there. They got a tip on the guy, and they took him out. By the way, U.S. forces in Korea have extended their shelter-in-place order after 31 new coronavirus cases were reported, people that have tested positive. Again, just because you test positive doesn't mean you've got coronavirus, but it means that you do have to quarantine and see what happens. Now, the Pentagon could be poised to spend $176 billion over the next 10 years if it carries out plans informed by the Missile Defense Review published in 2019, which is roughly 40% higher than the previous budget projections made by the agency that provides budget information to the Congress. What will happen? We don't know. We don't know. By the way, at the service, as the services grapple with the presence of political extremists, including white nationalists and supremacists within their ranks, number 46, Joe Biden, his defense secretary nominee, Lloyd Austin, General Lloyd Austin, former four-star, who happens to be black, shared his own feelings and experiences with extremism during the confirmation hearing before the Senate Armed Services Committee. Again, it'll be interesting to see how all that works out. And the Pentagon will take a new hard look at the Trump administration's last-minute shipbuilding plans. Because if you remember right, we're looking for a 350-ship Navy. It's possible that the Democrats may put the kibosh on that and lower it down to levels where they were doing before, was scrapping some ships and not building anymore. Okay, I hear the music coming up in my ear, so that means we got to go with the break. And when we come back, we'll have the watchdog on Wall Street, Chris Markowski, with us. I'm going to ask him if he knew about the 18,000 civilian contractors in Afghanistan. I'll bet he'll go nuts. You want to bet? Don't go anywhere. We're coming back. Kathy?
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Avid Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion, and Avid has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021. Text the word HOT to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Market Readers. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with our information delivery system from Avid Market Readers. Text HOT to 48542 now and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Donna Fiducia. We appreciate her for doing that very much. By the way, this portion of the program, my conversation with Chris Markowski, brought to you by our friends at Two Guys Gun Shows. Now, the next Two Guys Gun Show coming up will be February the 13th and 14th. It'll be down in Sarasota at Robarts Arena, so that's February 13th and 14th, 9 to 5 on Saturday, 9 to 3 on Sunday. Obviously, the concealed carry classes go on there, too. And you can find out more about it by going to the website, twoguysshows.com, twoguysshows.com. If you want to rent table space, you can call them at 727-776-3442. All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. Hello, Mr. Watchdog.
How you doing?
I got some information for you. You ready?
Okay.
We are drawing down troops in Afghanistan, correct?
Well, I that's what we've been doing. Hopefully it continues.
Did you know that we have 18,000 defense contractors on the ground, boots on the ground, in Afghanistan? Did you know that?
Oh, I knew that the number was high. I knew that the number was 18,000. Again, this is how the military-industrial complex works. You got to let a lot of these private contractors and whatnot, advisors, making a fortune off the taxpayers in an exercise in futility. As the Taliban continues to gain ground and be more and more of an influence in that country. This is where, this is where your money goes. Down some hole somewhere, never to be seen of again, and we can't even get vaccines straight here in this country. It's pretty pathetic.
But it's not just that. It's the fact that these folks, Blackwater, remember that company?
Yes.
All right, well, there's seven different defense contractors that are there in Afghanistan, and they're not all boots on the ground, guns in hand sort of thing. Some of them are aircraft mechanics and technical communication specialists, that sort of thing. But still, they're there doing the same work that the Army would be doing right now, or Marines or whoever would be there. So there you go.
I didn't realize we're going to start outsourcing. Why have a military if we're just going to outsource it? I don't really seem to understand that. Again, it seems to me kind of ridiculous, quite frankly. You got to give me a reason. Somebody can give me a reason. I don't know. Give me a reason why we're still there. I don't get it.
Okay, now I got a question here from Brian. And Brian says, Captain, you talk about local involvement at the county level, but 95% of the counties in America are red. I don't think it's that high, but I'll go with the number just for the sake of discussion. That's not going to fix the problem. State legislators need to pass laws to protect election integrity. That's the only way to keep the 5% of the counties from destroying the 95%. I don't know how to accomplish that, but there are people that do. Petitions, maybe. Forcing our state representatives to represent this matter on our behalf, probably. We need strict state laws to protect poll watchers, to keep voting machines from being connected to the Internet. How about American voting machines, not those made in China? How about that for openers? To purge the voter rolls regularly and whenever evidence is brought to our attention. Those are good points from Brian. And I added, of course, voting machines. If it's not made in America, it shouldn't be in our election.
Well, I mean, we can get into that. We can also get into the fact that the Republican Party, and we saw, that what happened, in my opinion, holding a boat parade or a big barbecue, I don't think you're going to gain votes by doing that. I really don't. I think going into communities where people and going out and getting out, reaching out to people that normally don't vote, I think that, quite frankly, is the way to go. And that's one of the things I think that the Democrats do really, really well. They've been doing it for a while. People want to call it ballot harvesting, call it what you will. They got people to vote that normally wouldn't. That's the key. I talked about this years ago. There was you got people on the right, you got people on the left, and then you got the people that normally don't go. You want to call it the dumb vote. If you can get the dumb vote out, okay, then you're going to win. And I call it the dumb vote, which is the people who just normally are not paying attention to politics, don't really know much about what's going on. Have somebody come in and direct them what to do, and that can influence an election. You're not going to get those people by, holding a boat parade.
Yeah, Flip is bringing out a point that he's heard from me talk about before. The reason we're in Afghanistan is because of the lithium that's there. World's largest supply of lithium was found in Afghanistan. And China is already getting that because guess who's mining it? North Korea. North Korean crews.
It's not just North Korea. China's been there mining it, too. It's funny. I don't see them having their troops on the ground. Isn't that interesting?
And we're not getting that lithium, I might add. We are not getting it.
Again, it's stupid, okay? It's dumb, all right? We can't go doing this anymore, okay? We have to stop, okay? We're getting to a point, it's just utterly ridiculous. 20-plus years, I mean, we're going to be heading in this year. I mean, come on already.
Yeah. By the way, are you going to join the this is coming from my friend Major Mac. The left is calling for an army of citizen detectives to monitor and report Trump supporters inciting or encouraging virus on the Internet or in public circles.
Yeah, I don't know who I heard that story. I don't know who decided to come up with that. I don't think that came from the Biden camp. I think it came from some anti-fod type group. That's
came from the Blaze.
No. I'm not talking about the story. The people that came out and said that this is what they're going to do. That wasn't a diktat from any government agency. That was from some left wing group out there. So they've had their little, you want to call them citizen you know, little brigades for a while. It goes all the way back to, remember, Media Matters still yep. around, mm-hmm. you know? And what was the other one? MoveOn.org.
Yeah.
You know, it's trying to go out. How many times have you been yelled and screamed at and told you're horrible on MoveOn.org over the years? Probably a ton of times.
Yeah, exactly.
It's nothing new.
And I've yelled back at them.
Yeah.
All right.
I just choose to ignore.
Mm-hmm. Bitcoin. I got a question here from Stephanie. Bitcoin. She goes, Captain, I'm thinking about investing in Bitcoin, but what does Chris Markowski feel about it?
It's like saying, you know, I'm thinking about going to Las Vegas and gambling this weekend. You might win, you might lose. I don't know. It's something that is completely foreign to me. I mean, Donald did a little bit, but it was much, much lower. The reality is that the thing could go to zero tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. It could go to zero tomorrow. It's money based upon math programs that somebody made up. Again, for a while, people thought Beanie Babies and Cabbage Patch Kids were great investments. So as long as people still believe in it, it's going to go up. When people stop believing it, it will go down. But the other argument one can make is say, you know, what about the U.S. dollar? They keep printing it. It's just paper. You're right. The only thing that keeps our financial system afloat is belief.
Do you remember Jack Ma and Alibaba and Ant?
Well, yeah. Well, he went kind of missing for a while.
He's back.
Yeah, he resurfaced. And Ant ran into some trouble with the Chinese authorities. In regards to some of the things that they were doing, it kind of interesting shows that, you know, that the power of the Chinese government kind of shut down some of the things that they wanted to do moving forward. But yeah, very familiar with them.
Well, to finish this off, we found out some things about Mitch McConnell and his wife and her business that she runs. She runs a shipping business. She's funded by the Chinese, a Chinese company. She has her ships built by the Chinese. The cargo that she hauls is for the Chinese. I think we understand why Mitch McConnell is under the pressure he's under right now, right?
Well, listen, I'm going to look a little bit further into it than that. I mean, many companies in the United States deal with the Chinese all the time. That's just a fact. I mean, that's, you know, the reality is most of these masks that everybody's wearing around all over the country, where do they come from? They come from China.
Mm-hmm.
We decided long ago that it would be better for us to make our exports about exporting agriculture and exporting good jobs to other countries. And we made that mistake.
All righty. We will talk to you tomorrow. Same time, same bat channel. Stay warm up there. By the way, it's snowing in the frozen tundra up there in the Tug Hill Plateau.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
All right. Thanks, Chris. All right. And they're working on 5-6 feet of snow, whatever the hell it is up there, Lee Shore Lake, Ontario. By the way, I want to say good morning to my favorite terrorist, Sue. I'll just let it lay there because she just sent me a message. Never thought I'd be labeled a terrorist. All right. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.